are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So in the pursuit of success, it's easy to get caught up in a never-ending chase for more. More money, recognition, more achievements, more, everything except for women. But where does this leave room for gratitude and contentment? For men, balancing ambition with appreciation for their current blessing is a skill that brings both peace and purpose. So let's explore how to achieve this harmony about losing the drive to reach new heights with our pastor, Professor Brighton Manyepa, who's already joining us on the line. Mfundisi, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you, everybody?
We are good. Thank you so much, Mfu, for coming through to speak to us.
Well, thank you so much for having me here.
Indeed. Before we start, Mfundisi, I'm going to ask that, can you please offer a word of prayer?
Thank you so much. Shall we pray? Father in heaven, we come humbly before your holy throne of mercy. We want to thank you, O Lord, for according us this opportunity this morning to delve into your word, to have this talk whereby we want to empower our men. Father, we pray that you... We are thankful, Father, for you are always with us and you never forsake us. Bless us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Mfundisi. This one is quite interesting, you know, and earlier on I was speaking about how this festive season, you know, people are traveling. Some are going to their homes, some are staying, some are going everywhere. But then now the pressures, they're there. Oh, what did Pastor Manyepa come in? You know, is he still driving a Tez or, you know? So the pressures, we know, they are there and they're going to feel them, you know, this December. Mm. But how can now men identify, Mfundisi, you know, whether their ambitions, you know, are rooted in genuine goals or societal pressures? Because everyone is driving the latest BMW now. They also want to drive it. You know, how do they identify such?
Yeah, you know, it has been unfortunate that, you know, we have, as a society, we are meant, or we are actually taught to measure success through materialism, you know, or measure who we are through materialistic things, you know. So that's the problem. And I always call it a contentment pandemic.
Okay.
That one is killing us, you know. It's killing us, especially the men, the women mainly. Right now, you have actually pointed to the men, but the pressure is coming from the women.
Ha!
You know, it's coming. Yeah.
We don't do anything.
You don't need to do anything. You don't need to do anything. Just your presence gives us pressure.
Okay.
You know. Yeah, and it has been a tradition. It has been, actually put in us. You know, it's more like a personality that whenever there is a woman here, you need to show something.
Sure, I hear that, but it's not us. But anyway. You know, what role now, you know, does gratitude play in terms of balancing ambition and contentment? Because if you're not grateful, I don't think, you know, you will, if you are ungrateful, I don't think that, you know, you will you will survive these pressures. But if you are grateful, saying, God, I actually do thank you for this, my Renault Kwid, you know, then you will be, the pressures won't be there. Even this woman, Pastor was saying, even if this woman, you know, they speak to you about buying the latest BMW, you will be content. You know, so what does gratitude play in this whole scheme of things?
Yes, you know, everyone who has got gratitude have got good memory.
Okay.
Yes, you can't have gratitude when you have a bad memory. Yes, you must be able to remember where you are coming from, where you have been, you know, for you to be to glorify God and say, Lord, I'm happy, or for you to be contented. It's where you are coming from. So when you forget where you are coming from, you kind of you know, have too much expectation of yourself. Yeah, you kind of forget when you are in the middle of other people. You want to be the same with others, but you don't know where they have come from. You don't know where they are coming from to be where they are. Others are there You know, they are tall because they are standing on other people's shoulders.
Mm.
You know, and you are standing on the ground. You want to be as tall as that one, or you want to see, you know, you want to have the same perspective as that one who's standing on top of other people, you know. So when you know where you are coming from, when you know who you are, then you can be contented. You know, I always, you know, talk about this when I see people taking pictures at the airport and others are saying, hey, and they are, you know, they are looking down upon such people.
Yeah.
You don't know where we have been. You know, yes. We don't know how far we've come, you know, to be where we are. You laugh at me that I was riding in a fast jet, you know, and you are in Emirates. You know, no. Here where I am, I know where I've come from to be where I am, you know. So whether I'm driving a Gusheshe, BMW,
yeah.
or I'm riding a Polo, or I'm riding a non-label, you know, a non-brand car, you know, it's where I've come from to have this car,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That matters. So this pandemic, this contentment pandemic, it's because you don't know where you have come from.
Mm.
You find yourself in South Africa, you have forgotten that you're from Zimbabwe, from Lagapia down there. You know? Think of Cholocho first and look at yourself. You know?
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. So people, you know, tend to forget.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when you have you know, a low memory of where you have come from, then really balancing, you know, it will become a problem.
Mm, but is there a danger, Mfundisi, there, you know, or a risk of being overly content? You know, how can we avoid issues of complacency? Because yes, we're getting it, Mfundisi. You know, we are remembering that we are from Mhlaba Lingani there, you know, we understand that. And yes, I'm content, for example, with my quid, you know. But isn't there a risk that sometimes I will... Yeah, I want to progress, you know, because I'm content, Mfundisi, you know, I'm living in a two-bedroom house. I'm content with it. But doesn't that make me not to see that, in fact, I have a very huge yard that I can actually build a very big house that when, you see, now we want to visit, we don't have places to sleep. That now when people come to visit, you know, have a place to sleep. But because I'm content, I don't even want to do anything else. I don't want to break out or move forward with what I have. You know, is there a risk though to being highly content?
You know what? I think many people have confused the word contentment.
Okay.
Because or the qualities in this word contentment.
Mm.
They don't limit you. Mm. Contentment does not limit us. Mm. Contentment doesn't mean enough.
Hmm.
No.
Okay.
Contentment means appreciation.
Ah, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
You are appreciating. You are thankful. You are grateful, you know. Yeah. Contentment, it's enjoying what you have at that particular moment. You know, that's contentment. Contentment, the qualities in that word are so powerful.
Hmm.
Contentment has got timelines. Contentment, it's present. It's not past. It's not future. Mm. It's present. Yet now, the word contentment, people want to hang on the word contentment, the word complacency. And they want to drag contentment with complacency.
Mm.
Which is bad, which is wrong. Actually, contentment is against complacence.
Hmm.
Because contentment will allow you to always be working for that status.
Hmm.
Contentment talks about status, yet complacence, it's what takes you to that status.
Okay.
So, what am I saying? Let me not try to be too philosophical, but all I want to say is, when you are contented, you don't have complacence.
Okay.
Because you know you are not yet there.
Mm.
You are living in You are living in the presence. You know you have a future. You know you have a tomorrow.
Mm.
So you are contented with what you have today and knowing that you have to work for your tomorrow.
Mm.
There is a difference. So in contentment, there is also competency.
Okay.
Yes. You know, I'm here today, but tomorrow I want to be there.
Yes.
But let me enjoy my today.
Yes.
You are being contented with your status. Then you work for your tomorrow. You get into your tomorrow. You are contented. You are happy with your tomorrow. You are moving one step at a time.
Hmm.
You are eating a cucumber while holding an apple.
Mm.
You know, you are not eating a cucumber and apple at the same time.
Mm.
That's greediness, which fights contentment.
Mm.
You see, so there are these two things that, you know, confuse people here. When you are contented, you are just grateful. You are thankful. You are taking some time to enjoy the moment.
Yeah.
Yes. Then when you work now for your for elevation, it's different. But you don't have time to be thankful. You are always working. You are always complaining. Then you are greedy.
Mm.
At the same time, you don't have time to be thankful. You are always there seated and saying, I'm enough. Then that's complacency.
Yeah.
So you have to balance. You have to balance.
Mm. Mm. I like that. So when we are... How then now, Mfundisi, do we celebrate, these achievements, right? While maintaining, motivation to keep striving and understand, you know, how you're explaining, for example, contentment. Here I am, you know, I've been blessed with this new car, right? Your entry-level car. How do I celebrate this entry-level car, but also still being motivated to say, yes, next week I'm going to drive the Gusheshe, or the next time, you know, but not downplaying this current blessing that has showed itself, you know, that I have, but also saying, yes, I'm content with this, I'm happy with this, but I want to step up to level 5. I want to step up to level 8. While I'm on level 4, I'm happy. Yes, right, grand. But level 8 is where I'm going to go. You know, so how do we do that?
Yes, thank you so much for bringing this powerful, powerful aspect. That's why I said it's called a contentment pandemic. It's a problem. It's a problem that we all face.
Yeah.
And if we fan it, it's going to be big and it's going to consume us.
Mm.
Because if you are not happy with your small nyana car today,
yeah,
and you are thriving for a Gusheshe tomorrow, you get to that, you are still not okay. You want to go into a Maybach, you know. You get into a Maybach, you are not contented. You want to go further and further. That's why now, you know, these manufacturers, they are, you know, making brands almost every week or every day.
Yes,
you see. They are now playing into this pandemic of people who are not contented.
Mm.
Today, you are crying for an iPhone 10.
Mm.
An iPhone 10 comes, there is an iPhone 11, iPhone 14, there is a Pro Max. From there, there is a 15, there is a 16. We are going.
Mm.
And this is a pandemic, you know, and it's more like a good life, but it's consuming and it's destroying.
Mm-hmm.
Because your today, you know, in our vocabulary, in our vocabulary, we are removing the word present.
Okay. Okay.
We only have past and future.
I see.
When you are not contented, you don't have present. You don't have today.
Mm.
So now, all I'm saying is, you are in AWR today.
Yes.
Enjoy today.
Mm.
Maximize that moment. It's not going to be there forever.
Mm.
Because you have ambitions. We know you are dreaming big. You want to go far. You know? Even employers know, if you are an employer and you don't understand this concept, then you have a problem. of thinking when people move from your life, they have dumped you, they've made you useless.
Sure.
It's not like that. People move, people migrate.
Yes.
The only people that don't move are your wives and your husbands.
Hey, now but they move. Even they move.
Yeah, even now, yeah, you know, even now they are moving because of this pandemic.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, of this pandemic. Mm. And this pandemic, it's serious. Mm. This is what is going to kill most, or that is going to hinder most Christians from making it to heaven.
Mm.
People are not contented.
Sure.
You know? Yes.
Yeah, it's a lot. Sure, thank you. We have heard you there. So as we close there, what would you want the men listening to us, you know, to know or to take home in terms of contentment, you know, and ambition?
You know, First Timothy chapter 6 verse 6. I think it reads godliness, you know, with contentment,
mm-hmm.
is very good, you know. I want to give an illustration of Judas Iscariot in mm-hmm. this instance. You know, for Judas, he was not contented mm-hmm. by being a disciple of Jesus. It was not enough,
mm-hmm.
you know. And that the devil knew, I mean, even Jesus knew that he cannot take that away from him. Even him, he might preach that people should be contented. His kingdom is not of this earth.
Mm.
Still, he did not grasp that.
Mm.
He wanted the here and now, you know. Mm. And he never bothered about anything else, you know. Mm. So that really killed Judas. The end of Judas was suicide. Mm. That's the main problem. So as men, we can do enough.
Mm.
And let's tell ourselves that we have done enough. This is what we have done.
Mm.
And be happy with that. If only you know you could have done better, then there is a problem.
Yeah.
But if you have done enough, if you have done something, then be happy with that. Sometimes we have actually brought people, we have gathered people in our lives who are toxic.
Yeah.
You know, and that toxicity is affecting us, you know. People always want to compare us to other people.
Mm.
What God created us different so that we may beautify the world. You know, people can ridicule you to a point that you wish you were tall when you are short.
Yeah, yeah.
The things that you don't have control over. So to all men out there, do your best and be happy.
Yeah. Mm. Thank you, Mfundisi. Do your best, be happy, and even though we give you pressures, we'll be there to support you as women. So, Mfundisi, can you please close with a word of prayer for us?
Thank you so much. Maybe before I pray, you know, it was always good to balance our discussion.
Yes,
I was talking to men out there.
Mm.
At the same time, they have to, you know, bring women in their lives
True.
Who will help them, who elevate them, not to destroy them. You know, or to bring any sorrow and misery in their lives, you know. Yeah, so it's one quality to look into, a woman who appreciates you, who appreciates the small things that you do. Because I think women are the major factor why we are not contented and why we are miserable as such. So to all women as well who are listening to this program, be there. They say behind every powerful man or every happy man, there is a powerful and contented woman. Yeah.
Mm.
So we also want our women to be contented and to be happy with us.
Mm.
Push us where necessary. Where it's not necessary, don't push us.
Mm.
You're actually bruising our ego. Shall we pray? Father in heaven, we are so grateful and thankful for this opportunity to discuss these matters of life. You have actually encouraged us in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6, to be godly and to be contented. And Father, may we take that in our lives, to be grateful and to be thankful of today. We want to celebrate even what we have achieved today through you. And we continue to pray and solicit that you take care of our future. You bless us beyond measure. Father, even we pray as David prayed. Do not give us too much that we cannot handle. Do not give us less that we may despise you. But give us what is enough that we may be contented. Mm. We thank you, Father, for you are always with us. We thank you, Lord, for this discussion. Help us, O Lord, that it may help somebody who is listening today, who is in the valley of ungrateful, or someone who is confused, or someone who is struggling, thinking that they are not doing enough in their lives. Help us, O Lord, to sit down, to reflect on our lives, to thank ourselves for what we have achieved so far. To thank you for the roof that is above our heads. We want to thank you, Lord, for you're always with us and you never forsake us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, thank you so much. May you have yourself a blessed day. Till we chat again.
Thank you so much, my sister. May God bless you.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.